The court's 7-0 ruling rejected the contention that a 1993 state constitutional amendment to gambling also applied to casinos. Doyle says the ruling upholds the Federal Indian Gaming Regulatory Act of 1988 that permits governors to negotiate gaming contracts with Indian tribes. Doyle dismisses critics who suggest gambling will expand under the Supreme Court ruling.
There is not one additional casino in this state since I became governor. You know, all this rhetoric about expansion of gambling, what we essentially did was say the old compact said you could play blackjack, and we said you can play roulette. Now, I can understand why people are against gambling, I mean, but I've never been able to understand why people say blackjack's okay, but roulette isn't okay.
Doyle says accusations of political activism on the part of the court are also unfounded and are simply being levied by those who disagree with the court's decision. Doyle says the $200 million Wisconsin currently receives biannually through its gaming compacts supports education and university research. In addition to revenue loss, Doyle says an unfavorable outcome in court would have cost the state over 10,000 casino-related jobs. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.